This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Yeah, I mentioned it earlier when we were waiting on to get Brian back in that last segment. Well, if Kai or his parents are listening this morning, I'm really sorry for what happened to you, and I hope you have a speedy recovery. He got out of the hospital yesterday, but real quick story on this. This young man lives in the neighborhood down there off the end of 103rd Street there in Galveston by the crash basin. And he's an autistic young man, and fishing is his escape. I mean, that's what that makes him feel good. I mean, it's just it's calming to him, and that's all he lives for. That's his passion, like a lot of us. I mean, it's but anyway, long story short, he's always fishing in the neighborhood area there in the canals, or even down there where the road ends, where there's a beach. And he was down there, well, it was 3 days ago now, and he was fishing, and he was walking back up the beach, and there was a couple of guys out waiting, and he noticed a rod and reel laying on the beach there in the sand. So he picks it up and was looking at it and everything, and two guys wade fishing came out of the water, and one of them just beat the crud out of this kid for holding his rod and reel or whatever. I don't know the particulars what transpired, but there's no need in this. Well, I guess the guy beat him with his fist first, then picked up a bait bucket and then started beating his head in with that. Well, they left him laying there on the beach. They got in a car and drove off, and Galveston Police Department's investigating this, and they're going to catch these guys, and I hope they do before somebody else does. But anyway, the mom and a sibling, he didn't come home, and they knew he was supposed to be home. This happened around 10:30 in the morning. Well, they went looking for him, and they found him laying there on the beach with his head bleeding real bad. And they took him to the hospital. But, I mean, this is just totally uncalled for. I just can't believe that anybody that has a passion for fishing and enjoys it and everything could do something like that to another person. This is just totally evil. And especially with a boy being a special needs kid. He's 20 years old, but he's autistic. And it's just, I can't even describe, you know, how this hit me when I heard about it last night. And I talked to Rusty Plackmeyer for a good while on the phone, and he lives in that neighborhood, and he couldn't believe it happened either, especially in that area in Galveston. And just so he was hit so hard by it, he went to Academy and bought this kid. And after they beat him, they even took all of his fishing equipment, his backpack with everything in it, his rod and reel, took all of his stuff, just stole everything. And Rusty went to Academy, and he loaded this kid up, But the bad thing about it, now the young man's afraid to go fishing. And that should not happen in our community. I just can't even tell you how this... I just can't describe how I feel over something like this to hear this. And those two guys that did this, you're going to get caught. And if anybody has any info on it, just share it with the Galveston Police Department. They'll take care of it. But there's a... I'm just lost for words on it. I'm mad, but I'm sad too that this would happen in our community. I mean, the kid's fishing. And so what? If you don't want your rod and reel touched or picked up, don't leave it laying on the beach. But to beat somebody's head in over something like that is that's not good. It's evil is what it is. But I wish Kai the best in recovery, and don't give up on fishing. You got all of us backing you up. We're in your corner over this, and these two guys will eventually get caught, and they're going to pay the price. All right, enough said. Let's go to John Littleton up on Lake Houston and see what's up with him. Good morning, John. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Man,
good morning.
Kind of hard to follow up after that story, man.
Well, I usually don't like to do that on the show, go off topic, but somebody had to say something. I mean, there's just, I'm not sweeping something like that under the rug and looking the other way. I just can't believe there wasn't anybody else there to witness that. It's, I'm glad I wasn't in that area. Glad I wasn't fishing there to see that.
I'd be in that Galveston jail.
Yeah, they'd have... hope I can get bail money. That's just,
Well, you just can't.
I don't even know of anybody that's into the sport of fishing that would do that to another human being.
No,
I mean, we're just, we're a different community. We're all brothers and sisters here. And, to do that to a fellow fisherman or somebody like this, it just blows my mind.
Yeah, I don't, man, like I said, it's just hard to talk about that and really say what you want to say, especially on the radio,
I know. I got to. I got to keep my composure. It's hard to do. Boy, I tell you.
Yeah. I had a little story lined up, but heck, I done forgot all about it.
No, we still got time. Go ahead on, man.
Yeah, no, I know. It just, heck, we may as well. But I was talking to, I've been going over to the boat ramp a little bit in the afternoons, and there was a guy came in, and we were talking about fishing. In fact, I had told him to, where to go and maybe catch some white bass and stuff.
Right.
And I caught a couple, met him down at the boat ramp. And he he's new to the area and kind of wanting to learn how to, run the lake and fish.
Right.
And he saltwater fishes quite a bit. And he's got a center console little bay boat, and stuff. But, which is fine for bass
sure.
fishing, catfishing, whatever, So he came in with one of his kiddos, and I don't know, I think he was 11 or 12, but Mickey had like some offshore, I don't know what this stuff was, but like you could probably land a shark with it, and it's
over-equipped is what I call it.
Yeah.
Rabbit hunting with a 30-06.
yeah, it's like weed eater string, and it was green. Nothing against that. We just, but it's just like, so I got him educated a little bit and talked to him, and so they're going to try it again, and they were going to go down. I said, man, just, you don't have to get real expensive. He goes, well, I got all this stuff already, and I hate to go buy more fishing equipment, And I go, yeah, but, you got to kind of you got to, if you want to catch some fish, especially out here or in freshwater, you know, it's just, it's tough with that, you know, kind of equipment. But he was going to go down and buy him some, and I think they're going to go out tomorrow morning again and try it. And, you know, I said, heck, just go get you. He said he wasn't good at casting, especially, you know, lighter baits and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, heck, just get you a Zipco 33 or something. You know, they'll catch fish, you know, if you just want to go out and catch some fish. And so I think that's what he was going to do and try that. But he said they had a few bites, but the, you know, heck, it looked like a 1 ounce or maybe bigger weight on it with a you know, big old treble hook, you know, and so he said.
Well, that's the biggest part of catching fish is having the right equipment. You know, line size, rod size, reel size, you know, for what you're fishing for. And,
right.
I had some guys show up on my boat one time, and I said, man, we're not going gar fishing or king fishing here, boys. We're fishing for little old trout and redfish. And I said, if I worked a lure with this rod all day long, I'd be exhausted by the time I got out of here. So I had to go home, and I took them back to the dock. Well, I didn't even leave the dock. I just said, hey, man, this is not how we do it here. So I went all the way back home and got some lighter tackle for them to fish with that day. I mean, they showed up with, I mean, it's like something I'd fish the jetties or beachfront or offshore with, you know.
Right. I just had a couple of police run in front of my house. They must be looking for somebody or something. So something's going on.
Yeah, but there always is in this world today, buddy.
Man, you know, Mickey, and that's why I still keep thinking about that story. You know, fishermen are not bad people, you know.
No, they're not.
I don't know. Something
well, there's a few bad apples here and there, but what those boys did to that kid, that's there's a special place for those kind of people.
Yeah, it sure
you don't
is.
Have a conscience or a soul or anything to do something like that. That's just,
that's just wrong.
Yeah, I got to bite my lip, man.
Yeah. Look, the fishing's been pretty good, Mickey. I mean, you know, and y'all were talking about dredging. They're done with our little dredging project going on out there. So,
finally, huh?
You know,
it's been going on forever.
Well, you know, it's like building a road, you know, in 2 years you'll be building another lane. And like out here, we get a couple good rains, a little, you know, flood action going on.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be back, you know, silted in. And, you know, they cut out channels. Well, you know, you start getting water flowing through there, you know what happens. I mean,
oh, they'll silt back in, just like tidal movement does ours, you know.
Yeah. Well, and they pumped all this dirt out, you know, up onto the bank over by that little spillway that comes in off the Trinity River. And where they dumped it in at, that's already silted in. You can't even get up to the spillway anymore.
Amazing.
So you... Yeah, and so I don't know, either they had a pipe loose or something and it pumped out that sludge or it just, you know, with all the rain we had there, you know, for the last month or so, maybe it just washed it down there because they pumped it up on that hill.
Right.
And, you know, I guess it just pushed it back down
there. Well, they're going to have to, they're gonna have to redo that.
Yeah. They'll have to get in there and dredge all that out, you know. So, and that was a good area to fish. You know, we caught a lot of fish up in there, and it multi-species. You know, it wasn't just bass, you know.
Right.
People go in there and catch crappie. They catch white bass. They catch catfish. You know, it was just a good little community hole with a mixed variety of fish in it. But, you know, it is what it is, you know. I know they gotta do something sometimes out there, but you know, I'm not an engineer, but I guess they got it. They got a reason for doing that. But,
right.
Yeah.
All right, John. Well, I'm out of time, buddy. If somebody wants to call you and pick your brain, give them some info how they can reach you. Give them a number, my friend.
Yeah, they can always call me or text on my cell, 281-222-8544. Just
all right, John.
Give me a call or shoot me a text.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too, Mickey. We'll see you.
See you, man. Later. Well, you know, folks, the Belleville Meat Market is a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. And while you're there, check out their full menu. A pecan smoked barbecue, they serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And check out their bulk pricing that's available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And check out their smoked sausage samples available daily in the store. You can try it before you buy it. See which blend you like. Along with homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloin, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And introducing their new Chuck Wagon patties. These are half-pound beef patties seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. And try their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. They're really good, too. Wild Game Processing Facility, it's open year-round. It never closes. And check out their new sausage recipe. You got to try it. It's really good. And the Belleville's been celebrating serving the Houston community for over 42 years. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 519 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to Texas City and check in with our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Dave. How's it going down there?
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
What's up?
Things are kind of quiet out here, just the way I like them.
Yeah. Well, should be. It's early in the morning.
Yeah. Well, I'll put my little two cents in real quick on what you had talked about earlier, and then I'll let it go with that. It's just a sad situation. I feel really sorry for the young man, and hope that he recovers, and I hope that he can have enough support to where he'll be able to feel comfortable about getting out and fishing. And I think if he does, he's going to find a lot of people that's going to be doing good things for him instead of the two guys that didn't. But this whole world can be really messed up, Captain. And
It is messed up.
This violence or what goes on, and I don't know. It's been going on since time began. You know, if you believe anything in the Bible, they say that Cain splattered his brother Abel's head with a rock. You know, that was way back when, and it's never gotten much better. But anyway, I hope he does better. You mentioned Rusty Plackmire. I have never met the young man, but I tell you one thing. I did know his father, Ron, and he was also an attorney and did about everything good that you can imagine in the community here in Galveston County. And he passed away at a very early age, but listening to what Rusty did, all I can say is that the nut don't fall far from the tree.
Because no, Ron, it never does.
His
you
daddy.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
I'd never met Rusty, but I knew so much about him because he fishes with Hillman all the time. And we talked on the phone for a long time last night, and he's just super people. I mean, what a great guy. And what he did for that kid, I mean, went and bought all that equipment and took it to him, and that kid won't have to buy any fishing equipment for a long time. And that's the kind of community we're involved with this fishing thing, you know, hunting and fishing, outdoorsmen, you know, men and women. We're just all, you know, we're all bonded, and you know, we take care of our own. And what happened to that kid is just, I can't even fathom that even happening for anybody that likes the sport of fishing and to be on the water and come up on the bank and do something like that to a special needs kid like that and then drive off from it, just leaving him laying there on the beach. That's, they'll get their due. Karma's a good thing. It'll come back to bite them. They'll get caught. Shame on them when they do.
In this day and time, with what is shown on TV and on the internet, it's a common practice for videos to pop up showing people sucker punching someone out on the street, you know, for no reason, or they show constantly. They're showing these fights going on. And now, believe you me, I liked watching wrestling when I was a kid, and we had to sit there and watch boxing. I had to watch boxing every Thursday night.
I used to love prize fighting and all that. Yeah, that's.
But it was more of a controlled deal, and it was still a gentleman's sport. They'd beat each other in the head, but yet they'd
hug each other when they were finished.
Yeah, but it's not that way now. And hey, there's no point in just even going on and on about it. But it goes all the way back to where, you know, during World War II, World War I, the fighting and stuff that went on overseas, the reports didn't get back for a month sometimes in terms of some of the things that happened.
Right.
But now everything is instantaneous. When somebody sees something happen, they don't understand what caused it or anything. They just roll with it and go nuts. And so during Vietnam and everything, it was almost immediate, you know, and then it's only got faster and faster in terms of getting the news out. But anyway, I just wanted to also just say that Rusty's dad, when I meet Rusty, of course, he knows this about his father. He knows about his father more than anybody else, but just a marvelous, marvelous gentleman. So I'm so glad to hear that Rusty's a mirror image of his dad, and I'd be proud of him.
He knows the kid. He's seen him before and talked to him, and he's always fishing, whether it's in the canals down there or, you know, on the bay end down there at the end of 103rd. And it hit home with Rusty. Well, it hit home with all of us. You just don't even think. Man, when you think of fishing and what we do outdoor-wise, you don't think of anything like that ever happening. I mean, where are you safe in this country anymore? I mean, has everybody just gone completely nuts?
It has. And in this world of instant gratification, and everything just pops up immediately when something's going on in this world, you know, nothing's – there's no buffer anymore. It's all immediate. No. And but anyway, it's kind of the way it is.
Well, I hated to get on that, but this needed to be addressed. The fishing community needed to hear about this. And if somebody – these guys, they'll brag about it to somebody. If somebody knows anything about it, rat them out, man. Call the Galveston Police Department. Get it over with.
Yeah.
These guys need to pay for what they did to that kid.
They do. And all I can say is that when I was younger, I didn't believe this, or I wasn't exposed to it enough. But yeah. I'm a firm believer, Mickey, and I think you are, in that you reap what you sow. And these guys,
exactly.
These guys are—they're going to get it. They're going to get it, even if we don't hear about it. They're going to get it. They may be getting it right now. Their life may be so miserable that they're already, you know, getting paid back for what they've done, and might be the reason why they think they were able to be angry like that. But that's what it is. People get so mad now, and they don't wait. I'm going to tell you, I'm an old man, and I get put out and mad, and I have to take a deep breath and say, "Hey, what's wrong with you?" You know, I said, what's wrong with you? So, but anyway, Mickey, I want to say a couple of good things, and that is there is a beautiful moon right now that's fixing to sink in the Galveston Bay.
Yes.
I think this Saharan dust has painted it a beautiful yellow orange. Now, call it a harvest moon, whatever moon you want, but it is a beautiful moon. Go outside, y'all, and look at this thing if you're anywhere near watching this moon set. It's going to be I'm staying until this thing hits the water.
I don't blame you. I'm telling
you. Hope there's fish under it. There's no wind. I mean, well, let's see. Right now, still very, very light wind. When I was heading out here, I'm out at the very end right now of this wonderful Texas City dike. And it's just beautiful. There wasn't a ripple on the water as I was headed over Skyline. There's just a little bit of a breeze right now. We'll be begging for that breeze. There was some fellas there at Boyd's getting bait. I talked to one of them real quick, and he says, yeah, I hope I can get out there and catch him and get at it before it gets too hot. And I said, well, you'll have a window, and with the way things are looking, there's going to be some fish caught today. It's looking good. It's 86 degrees right here at the end of the Texas City Dike, about 5 miles out in the Galveston Bay. Can see all the lights all the way around, the ferry landing, the American National Insurance Building in Galveston. It's just a good sight. I can go by, look back at Texas City and see all that, the remnants of all the money that's made from the refineries and the people that get to work in those, as I did for a few years. But it's just really nice. There's some trout being caught. Hadn't heard too much about redfish, but of course drum and some sand trout are caught, and some croaker, of course. And won't be long. We'll talk about the little runs that we get on the croaker run. Won't be long. Then the bull reds will be rolling in here. About the time the love bugs start popping on your windshield, that tells me, hey, the bull reds aren't far behind. Isn't that something?
That's it. Well, they're already starting to catch a few on the Bolivar beachfront. You know, I see some good bull red pictures every day, so. It's kind of early for that.
You catch them just about year-round nowadays, not nearly as often as you do in September and early October, but they start showing up a lot of times around here in August. I remember catching some of my first ones out here, and I remember a few months of whenever some good fish were caught, and it's the month of August. My biggest trout still caught in the month of August. Wade fishing off a Dollar Point, and one of the hottest days I can ever remember.
Imagine
but,
that.
But that's the way it is.
Hey, my mom's biggest trout was caught in August. Oh, it was hot. You couldn't even breathe. It was so hot out there.
No. I'll never forget
scooping that big old giant trout up in the net. My dad goes, that fish isn't fitting in the net. And I said, if she gets his head in there, I'm coming in with him. Y'all move out of the way. It looked like a kingfish. Man, that's a big old trout.
Oh, good man. God. That trout I caught in August, I was fishing with a very good friend, Bill, and he was a mentor and about 10 or 15 years older than me. And I just loved fishing with him, but he would get so excited, and we were out there. We didn't use nets back then. We fished with mirror lures, and if you got a mirror lure hooked up in your net, you're done.
You got downtime. But there's fish to be caught, man. Leave that net alone.
That's right. That's right. But anyway, I got so excited with that fish when it came up. I dropped my rod and reel down into the water and held that trout with both hands and picked it up, and I was... And I tell you what, I was so excited, but Bill was more excited than I was. He was hooting and hollering. He was putting ripples across the water just from hollering. It was one of those fish. But we had a ball. But right there in a smack dab in middle of August, Mickey, and that's just how things roll. But anyway, good memories, and there's more to be made. You got to get out there and fish. If you come by Boys One Stop, man, they got a lot of live shrimp right now, and they got croaker going on. They've got big things going on back in their in the bait station. They're doing some add-ons. They're adding tanks. They're improving the quality of how they get the water in and out and such. And so things are looking good. Plenty of bait, dead bait, and then man, the Cajun Grill's still cooking, Mickey, and they got the food trailer in Santa Fe going on, and Jorge's cooking up some awesome stuff out that way.
I hear a lot of good things out of Jorge over there about him, you know, and his cooking over there.
Oh yeah, I mentioned yesterday on Facebook. I said he's beating Bobby Flay every day, man. This guy.
He'll have his own cooking show before it's over with.
this guy is amazing. He's a very nice fella too, and Jason's daughter Brene is kind of runs the show out that way and kind of choreographs everything that's going on, and she pounds that concrete waiting on the folks that pull up in the cars, and they got to call in. You can call in ahead of time now and tell them what you want, and it'll be ready about the time you get there.
But that's big.
Anyway, Mickey, we start off with hate to hear that about the young man, but things are going to get better for him, I'm sure. And as always, it's good to hook up with you on a Friday morning. Man, watch that moon go into the Galveston Bay. It's beautiful.
I bet it is. I've looked at it on the way in this morning. It was just bright as it could be outside. Beautiful. All right, Dave. Well, hey, bud, throw him out a number at Boyd's and give him some info there, my friend.
409-945-4001-227 Dyke Road, right at the base of the Tech City.
Can't miss it.
Y'all take care. Take care.
All right, my friend. Dave, have a good weekend. Always a pleasure. See you, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Galveston Way and let's check in with Captain Steve Hillman this morning and see what he's up to. Good morning, Steve. What's happening?
Good morning. I'm fixing to hit the dock, hit the water.
Fight the elements.
Yeah, like Charlie says.
Yeah.
Looks calm this morning.
Yes, it is.
That's good. Anything on the radar?
You know, I hadn't even looked. I'm glad you brought that up because I usually look at it several times. I've been kind of stirred up this morning. Let's see here.
Yeah, I heard the tail end of you and Dave talking.
Yeah, no, I'm not seeing anything, my friend. Well, there's way offshore, you know, and that's it. A few little spotty showers way out in the Gulf, but that's it. We're good.
Good.
All good in the hood, man.
I've been getting caught up in that stuff this week. It's been,
yeah, you have. You even introduced me to caught up one day. That was funny. I'm still laughing about that.
That one was probably the worst, though.
Yeah,
that was the longest 2 miles of my life, I think.
I'm looking over the windshield, and I'm trying to hide behind your console with you, and Joe Deal's just sitting up there in the front seat, just taking it like a man.
He was, man. He was getting pummeled.
He was getting smoked.
Yeah, poor guy. No, I don't know what day it was. I think it was
Monday.
He'll
never be back. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, he had that trip with us again, well, a couple days ago. Then my grandmother passed away and had her funeral and everything. I haven't rescheduled him yet, but I'll let you know when I do. But
Now, hopefully I'm open that day. I can don't have anything going on. I can go with y'all again. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. He likes that. But I think he just likes listening to all the back and forth between me and you all day. But,
well, poor guy can't even get a word in edgewise.
Oh, man. But no, Monday when we came in, we could see all that stuff coming. I think that was the day a bunch of storms were coming from the north. I may have
Monday.
My days.
Well, that was
stuff,
Monday, wasn't it?
It was Monday morning, yeah.
Yeah, because Tuesday I was going to go, but, you know, it was all storms that morning, so I didn't even pull to the ramp. I just stayed home.
Yeah, I know. It was Tuesday was a mess, too. But,
yeah.
No, we the only good day I've had, I've only fished 2 days. Well, I fished Friday, took off the weekend, and fished Monday and Tuesday, and then had Grandma Joanne's funeral on Wednesday, and then yesterday had some personal stuff to take care of. I'm fishing 5 out of the next 6 days, but kind of sporadic. But Monday, this guy had fished me in a long, long time, Jake Landis. He brought his son Travis and his little buddy Tucker, and we had a really good, that's the only really good bite day I've had, like, in the last 4 trips, like, good bite, where we caught a lot of fish, you know, and it wasn't crazy, it was just steady.
Right.
And we had some little spurts, we had some little double ups and stuff like that, some little spurts, but overall, it was just steady, good, solid trout, couple of fish over 20 inches, that kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of typical August fishing. Moving around, fishing a lot of deep water spots. The fish slicked real well. Everything kind of fell into place. Everything on Bass Assassins that day. And lighter colors. Lime truce, throwing a lot more lime truce, chartreuse, silver glitter with that water.
That
being saltier
work.
And yeah,
lamb trees, it don't work.
Man, I tell you, that color in this bay is so hard to beat when that water gets
it
green.
It is, I know.
And it's weird. It's because I fish Matagorda quite a bit, you know, in the fall and winter, and it's an okay color down there. But for whatever reason, more of the plum variations, more of those intermediate colors, for me at least, and it could be a mental thing, seem to work better down there, like chicken on the chain, you know, chicken on a chain, slamming chicken, that kind of
roach
stuff.
Roach is real good in that area,
too. Absolutely. But anyway, we had a great morning of fishing Monday, and we could see that stuff coming, and I didn't push the envelope like I did with you and Joe, but I kind of did, and I mean, we were just catching a release, and didn't have a big reason to stay out there, but I wanted to hit one other spot on the way in.
Oh, I know about that one other spot. Let's get one more. Let's catch one more right here and then die on the way in.
But our deal was about two and a half miles of garbage. This was about maybe a half mile, so it wasn't that bad. I almost made it to the marina, but we came in like drowned rats, of course.
Right.
But, and then Tuesday, oh man, I had Jack and Ray Cebulski and Rolf Schomburger on Tuesday, and we had to wait like an hour and a half before we ever left the dock. It stormed off. Well, you said yourself, you pulled the plug Tuesday. It was,
I can stay at home and watch it. I don't have to sit in my truck at the dock waiting on it to quit.
Yeah. But it was pretty gnarly there for a little while, and then we got out there, and it took forever to get right. It never really got right where I was. It was just enough nagging wind out of a couple different directions, and it was not a good bite for us at all. I don't know how many trout we caught total, but we only had 8 keeper trout and a red and a flounder. That's all we had, and we fished a long time Tuesday. Tuesday was a really tough day, and everything was just down. It was the bait was down. I don't know if the storms, all the, I think that the, and I, again, we keep finding new excuses to come up with, but I think the barometric pressure changes in and out of these storm cells. You know, trout don't like instability. They never have. They don't. It's just like with our tides. They like a little tide movement. They love a tide change, but they don't like a lot of current. You know, and with this weather, I just think overall trout like stability. And when you have a bunch of unsettled weather like we had there for a couple of days, I just feel like it affects that bite. You know, but then I've had other days, and you have too, probably millions of them, where you get those little rain showers that come through, and it cools that surface water temp off and puts a little extra oxygen into the water, and those fish just light up. So who knows? Who knows? But either way, Tuesday sucked. So no matter how you want to slice it up. But
I'm with you.
But anyway, And like I said, the other day I fished was last Friday at Norm Talbot. His two youngest, Zoe and Jackson, and they've been fishing me a long time. And the kids caught them really good, but Norm and I struggled. Those kids, they're such good fishermen, man. And I've got to brag about them. I always brag about them. You know, we come in, they don't say a word about how slow it is or whatever, you know, because it wasn't a great bite. It wasn't bad. and we came in fairly early. But when we get to the dock, I tie the boat up. They grab my net. They take all the trash out of my splash well, take it over the trash can, clean my butt. These kids are just unbelievable. You know, you're talking about this young man, this autistic young man that got beat up, Rusty's neighbor, and all the just evil, a lot of evil people in the world. But, man, yeah. There's a lot of these kids, a lot of people really just instill hope in you. You know, there's a lot of good people, too, and hopefully,
well, in our community, the fishing industry and what we're involved in, the good definitely outweighs the bad. But, you know, I've been around a long time. I never heard of such.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of
crap
evil.
Beat out of you on a fishing beach like that. That's just, there's no place for that.
No, there's not.
That poor kid. I just hope. You know, his mom and dad are, you know, Rusty was telling me he's worried. He's scared to go fishing again.
Yeah.
That kid's escape. That's his,
right.
That's his calmness, his safe zone, so to speak, where he feels right. I mean, that's the main reason they moved to Galveston from Dallas-Fort Worth area was because
right.
of the fishing and a good hospital there on the island they take him to. And
right.
Border.
Well, hopefully they
turn that whole poor kid's whole world upside down, man.
Well, that's the thing. Hopefully those clowns get what's coming to them.
Oh, they'll
but
get it.
It's still
karma will get them if the cops don't. What goes around comes around, brother.
But that young man's mental health is going to be an issue now, just like
yeah,
you
that's,
said.
That's traumatic for him. I mean, that.
You know, I talked to Rusty for a while last night. Well, Rusty and I went and had lunch together yesterday and everything. Then he went home. Then he calls and texts me, and he's just beside himself over this whole deal.
Oh, it stirred me up. I like never went to sleep last night. I couldn't get that off my mind. I could have chewed nails.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. But no, I appreciate you. You and I know everybody does. You bringing it up on your show and I was going to say you've
well, hopefully
always...
one person out there that knows about this or heard about it or what have you heard it this morning and they'll do something about it.
Yeah. Well, there's a good chance. So
I hope so. I pray.
Yeah, it can't hurt for sure. I know we're all praying for that kid. But
yes. Poor guy.
Anyway, but now hopefully my guys text me a while ago. They're running about 15-20 minutes late this morning, which I don't think it's going to matter. Our bike got later this past week too.
Yeah, you know, last week it was at 10:30, 11 o'clock to about 2 o'clock kind of bite. You know, midday.
Yeah, yeah.
All up and down the coast. I was hearing that from everybody
really?
Down south too. Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it was tide related. We had
sure moon phase tide. Well, that's what causes tides, moon phase.
So. Yeah, we had one tide days. Well, two tide days, but one while we're out there. And
right.
And that best bite was, well, again, I only fished Monday and Tuesday, but the best bite was right at the tail end of the really slow incoming. Mm-hmm. Depending on where you were, I think. Tuesday or maybe it was Friday, I was in an area where it was actually moving a lot more, but our best bite was right at the tail end of the incoming, and then you'd have a lull, and then you'd get a little shot in the arm right when it flipped to go out, but it was taking its sweet time to go out. It wasn't like just a hard turn like we get sometimes.
Sure.
And I think Tuesday that with all those storms, it was sucking in a pretty stiff east wind. I'm sure you saw it up your
yeah,
way.
Right.
And and it would not let that tide go out like it was supposed to.
You know,
our pressure dropped in the east wind, and that tide doesn't want to leave this bay when you get those conditions. And so our water got kind of stagnant. Mm-hmm. And it was a grind. I was all over fish. We had slicks. I mean, I've got some really good areas I'm fishing right now that are holding quite a few fish, but man, we sound like a broken record, but if they don't want to eat, they don't eat, man. It's just, no. And there's not a hell of what you can do about it. And I know a few guys.
All you do is keep pounding on them and pestering them until you get you some kind of bite going. That's the way it is.
That's
this
it.
Time of year. That's the way it works.
It. And I know a few live bait buddies of mine that they're really good. I'd put them up against anybody on this bay. And, man, I know a couple of those guys even told me the same thing, you know, and that's dangling the real deal in their face, you know?
Yeah.
So
the struggle is real.
But, and that and our fish overall, I'm finally starting to see that the more slender late summer body style fish, trout, you know, they're just, for the longest stretch, and I'm thankful for it, but for the longest stretch in our bay this year, we've caught a lot of really fat fish.
Well,
a lot of the four
bait fish for them. Not the mullet we need like we used to have, but the shad and shrimp and everything else been really plentiful.
Right. But now I'm starting to see the more slender look that we see late in the summer, kind of not as skinny as some of those late summer South Texas fish used to be when I used to fish down in Mansfield
some
and all that
lizard
stuff.
Fish.
Oh my God. I remember.
Did you see that picture I sent you the other day of that one fish Rihanna sent me a picture of? It looked like a lizard fish, man.
That looked like a snake.
What a
trout. I know, big old head and slender body.
I'm telling you.
But now, we are still catching a few reds and a few flounder every week, but it's nothing you really hang your hat on.
It's fixing to get better. Redfish schooling's fixing to really crank up.
Here in the next month or so.
Good months. Well, hey, man, I got to run, Steve. If somebody wants to call you about fishing with you, give them a number so they can reach you, my friend.
All right, 409-256-7937. And listen, man, I really appreciate it, and I know everybody does. Everything you do for all of our fishing community and the community in general, really, really appreciate it, Mickey. You're a very selfless person, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Steve. That means a lot coming from you. All right, buddy. Well, you have a great day out there. Hope you don't get beat up if you get on a school of fish today. So watch your six. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Funny.
See you,
all right, man. Thanks.
Later. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.